What did you get? What'd you get? I'm calling in Janine.
Wow.
Personal beers. I like that.
Oh, I got personal glassware.
Ooh, that's some fancy glassware.
Yeah. She sent me a Sandman variant.
Oh, so Matt cut the glassware.
Well, I guess he mentioned that and looking out for it.
Yeah. That's a nice glass.
Yeah, and then she's like, hey, I'm sending something to Matt. Do you want something too? I was like, okay. She's all, tell Mikey, don't freak out. His is coming. We got him. We got you, boo.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be hazy.
Hazy.
It'll be hazy. Tailgate going.
Tailgate's going.
So everybody knows now.
Matt's not here.
Nah, no, we got personal gifts.
Oh no. Check.
It's no tool for you tonight, huh?
Eh? Oh, fuck. Forgot. That was tool. Matt's not going to that? Or is he? Is
I
he
thought that's why he was calling in. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm at tool.
I'm at tool. That's surprising. He's not there. Because you would think he would have gotten some new rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I wanted to go and I don't know. Maybe Bills is going, but...
Oh, that's right.
I don't think he's going. I just didn't want to spend money on a ticket. I've seen Tool, like... maybe three, maybe four times? Three times.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like...
That's all you need?
The new stuff hasn't been clicking for me yet, although...
Yeah.
Tool's takes a lot of listening. There's a lot of work involved with Tool.
Lots of paying attention.
Yeah, I've been playing that new album. It's pretty good, but
I've only heard the one radio song.
It's on Spotify.
Oh, the entire album.
Yeah, but I don't know. A Wednesday night and ticket prices. And
yeah.
Not that excited about the album all combined for not going.
These are all lining up. Limba Daniel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you see our message today on Instagram?
I don't think so.
Tasting Niche.
What? Niche did?
So.
I've written her off.
So I will be in LA for a week, February 7th through 14th, and San Marcos, 14th through 22nd. You all are more north, no? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hmm. You're not close enough to do a swing by unless you're driving through. Unless you're driving. And she's driving from Portland. It's not really any tougher to come through Fresno than it is to go I-5, although the I-5 route's a little simpler, but
well, you gotta navigate your way through the west side then.
Yeah.
Because I think you got to come in through Kerman, don't you?
If you're coming to Fresno, you mean?
Yeah, through the I-5.
No, well, yeah, but no, you would come down in Sacramento. If you're coming from Portland, and when you go through Sacramento and then get on 99.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, if your sole purpose was to go to L.A. from Portland,
oh yeah,
then you would take just I-5, go to the I-5 side.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, 99. If you're driving down, 99 is not really out of your way to do it. It's just a 99 is not as easy drive as I-5 is. Because then it's only the most dangerous highway in the country, that's all.
Yeah, just don't die. Where? I don't even know where San Marcos is at. That's what it feels like. It's north of that, even. Around Carlsbad.
And I'm cold.
Ooh, newbie.
You had that yet?
Oh, wait.
Oh,
old news.
So you're doing his 40th anniversary.
But I will enjoy it.
IP.
Wait, jeez. Nice. Or did you just open and give it to me?
Damn you.
Tricked me like that. Making me think I'd have a more than I need. Ooh, it's piney.
See if this 40 anniversary scans and... Oh, it does. Didn't know that it was the 40th anniversary, but it gave it as an option.
Oh.
That's funny how, like, there's...
Yeah.
Like, the scan bar will, a lot of times, just brings up the brewery's portfolio and doesn't really know which one, but it knows, oh, that's a Sierra Nevada beer.
I wonder if they, it has to do with the way they price them. Like, this beer is going to be an $8.99 beer.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. And these are all the $8.99
tiers. Yeah, tier one beers and tier two. And... Wow, all the Fresno celebrities at the Tool Show.
Ooh. Must be nice. Who?
Oh, what's her name? Skippy.
Oh, Skippy.
Skippy.
What happened to that old thing? The whole morning show thing?
I only know what I've read on the Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Which she quit mornings, but got a midday show on KMJ.
Hmm.
And so they went blank for a while. Did you try this one? Some lager? Oh, yeah. But tonight. And then, so they were just like autopilot for a few weeks, and now her old co-host is heading up the morning show.
Apparently, the KMJ is a better gig.
I bet. And I think one of the old DJs is back. The old first generation new rock DJs.
Yeah.
When new rock was actually new rock.
You're like, whoa. Our first alternative station.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It gets dumped. I thought maybe I'd let it warm up and something magical might happen. No.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, it's a shame, but this is kind of what I was expecting with this episode.
There was a cupcake doll. Like, her skirt would flip inside out, and she had a cupcake frosting hat. So, like, she would fold into the cupcake shape. Yeah, this smells like that.
I liked it a lot better than I thought I would.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Pair it with some Popeyes, with some red beans and rice. Keep wondering, did we open the wrong beer for that description?
That's weird. Why is it so choppy?
It's Tasty Niche's stories. So they're just like, you know, going by in like 5 second intervals and
gotcha,
stuff.
Gotcha. Ooh.
If you like to hear about breaking down tasting notes in a beer, the beers will do that.
This is the way.
They'll come up with things. That are, I swear the brewers are like, what the hell are you guys? We were not intending that to be in there. Was Tasty Niche flying or driving? Did she say it?
No. No sé.
No sé. No sé.
No.
No. No. Where was Kayleen at last night? Couldn't tell her that. Was that it?
Strummers?
Strummers? Oh.
What do you got for me now?
Who was playing Strummers?
Scary Kids, Scary Kids.
Oh, yeah. I know that band. Sure.
Got it.
Had that band.
You have headphone control down there?
What the hell happened? you have anything in there?
I'm too loud.
Oh, okay.
I'm too loud.
Let's see, which one is you?
Check. See, oh, maybe it's just your phone is too loud.
That was mine. Check. You still getting me?
Yeah.
Okay. That one is not yours. check.
No. No change.
No change? Wow.
No change.
Check. There it is. Check. All right.
That is it. Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit more.
A little more.
A little more in the monitor, please. A little more in the monitor. That should be good.
All right. You let me know.
All right. Well, I think the phone was too loud. Or your.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's the problem. Get this over with. Yank the Band-Aid off. Is this another tailgate, or what are we doing to this?
Whatever.
Okay. You can actually. We don't need that. Yeah. Okay. Sierra Nevada. Louis is very concerned about what Mike's doing right now. He's like, why are you making that noise? Why is he making that noise? What is that noise? Don't want to get wasted. Get the barley wine, man. Oh, great. Is he going to be doing this during the show now? Is this what our life is like? Ooh, the good stuff. The good stuff. Juke you.
Check. Podcast.
This is a podcast. Okay, yeah, bring me up. It's driving me crazy now.
Okay, bring me up.
Nope, too much.
Too much?
There we go. Let's try that.
Let's try.
Now I'll be able to open the microphone to hear myself.
Hey.
I'll be fine back here.
Hey. Nope. All right, that's working.
Way to go. Thanks.
All right. Ready to podcast when you are.
Ready to go.
craft beer, this is the way. This is the perfect pour.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a show about things that are fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There was a pause. That's bad. That's bad, right?
That's bad.
That's bad. Oh, Matt's a little under the weather for this all week.
All bad.
So you got to deal with the two of us.
Oh, boy.
And Louie.
You're welcome. Yeah, Louie's got his fresh squeaky toy.
Louie's got a squeaky toy, so you might hear from him. But we're going to be holding down as best we can.
Oh, yeah.
Having the fun and talking about the beers.